This is I Walked Across an Empty Land, a Star Wars The Clone Wars era fanfic written by Black Cat and read by Raina Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Bly Ayla, with additional tags for time travel, romance, hurt comfort, fix it of sorts, Purge Trooper CC-5052, Bly. Author's notes. For the prompt, we talk in the dark as we fall asleep, and we are objects in the night sky outside of time. It is the exact opposite of alone. Felucia is hot and damp and dreary, but at night the heat eases, and it feels like Ayla can finally take a breath. The stars in the sky are unfamiliar. Strange configurations she still hasn't quite gotten used to, and she stares up at them, sprawled out on her back on the soft grass of a sloping hill, feeling that the sky is spinning out around her and the stars are endless. And then, quiet, there are footsteps above her. There's no hesitation, no doubt. Ayla knows exactly who it is. And she smiles, reaches out. "Bly," she says. "Look, the stars are so clear tonight." There's a pause, so long and tense that Ayla almost thinks she's about to get another lecture about propriety, the way she did the very first week of the war. A little surprised, because this is hardly the most undignified thing she's done in the years since. She pushes up on one elbow, looks back as one leg curls in question. "Bly?" she asks, concerned. Bly is staring at her, his helmet in his hands, one of the golden tattoos on his cheeks cut through and scarred over in a mark she doesn't know. His armor isn't white and gold, but black, grimly black with bleeding red accents, and the look on his face says he's just seen a ghost. "Bly?" Ayla asks, sitting up all the way. "Bly, what's happened?" There's smoke in the air, the campfire is lit to keep the bugs at bay, still burning. And Ayla can see Bly's gaze flicker from her to the camp below and then back. He still looks a little too pale, a little haunted, but he takes a step, another. "Ayla," he says, half choked, and Ayla is reaching for him before she can even think to stop herself. Bly doesn't hesitate either. He stumbles down the hill to one knee, then grabs her, bears her back against the grass, and Ayla laughs despite herself, wrapping him up in her arms and kissing his forehead. "Oh, Bly," she says softly, because he's shuddering, whispering her name like a prayer. When she smooths her fingers through the shorter buzz of his hair, unfamiliar scars catch her fingers, but she keeps her touch light, kisses his eyelids, the broken tattoo, his salt-wet cheek. "It's all right, it's fine. You needn't cry."
"Ayla, I killed you,"
Bly whispers. But he's lying there with her, pressed so close even a breath can't pass between them. And Ayla hums. She knows the stories. Felucia is a nexus sometimes. The universe bends here sometimes. "I'm alive," she promises. And Bly's hands curl around her back. His forehead is pressed over her heart. And he shudders. Breathes. as black armor eats the light. But Ayla knows the catches, gets her fingers between the pieces and unlatches them, strips the strange armor off of him one piece at a time, and then rolls them over, away from the tangle of it. Bly goes willingly, presses her down, curls over her in the soft grass, and kisses her. And Ayla smiles into it, loops her arms around his neck.
"You wouldn't hurt me," she promises. "Not of your own free will. So whatever happened, it wasn't your fault. And now that you're here, we'll fix it."
Bly kisses her, desperate, sweet, and it still tastes of salt between them, but the stars are still spinning, and Ayla has hope. Because he's here. The end. Reader's notes. Once again, I fail to fully embody, capture, or in otherwise replicate the idea of a French accent, and which I apologize. If only Lucas wasn't like, "Oh yes, the Twi'lek, they must sound like the French resistance fighters." My life would be so much easier. The implications of this story, the way things might have spooled outwards from this point and unrolled to this point, are just heart-wrenching and stunning and wonderful. And once again, I thank Black Cat for giving Blanca permission to podfic, because Ayla and Bly keep getting the happy ever afters they didn't get in canon. Yeah. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.